Hello, today is Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. Let's look at a few markets, and we'll start with more painful news with avian flu. So this year's avian flu outbreak just won't let up. With the southern migration in full swing, it seems cases are picking up again. This week, 14 new reports of bird flu affecting 265,000 birds, mostly turkeys, bringing the total birds lost since the beginning of the year to 45.1 million. While looking for something that might be encouraging on this, when this might end, I found instead an article in Science Magazine. I'll just share the title. Deadly Bird Flu May Be in North America to Stay. So turkey continues to be very tight and very expensive. That will not be changing anytime soon. Okay, let's look at something a little happier, looking at chicken, which has had minimal impact from avian flu, and the production numbers continue to edge up each week. Pricing is moving lower again on boneless breast and tenders. And I think we still have more room lower on the breast market. Wings are about at the bottom and are a great value. Okay, let's look at grain, and corn closed at $7.60, down from last week's close of $7.78. Hot and dry weather is good now for harvesting. Harvest is about 7% complete, so it's just getting underway. So far, crop condition is rated at 52% good to excellent. Soy harvest is just 3% complete, with the crop rated at 55% good to excellent. These are very early numbers, but fairly encouraging. Spring wheat is 94% harvested, and 21% of the winter wheat crop has been planted. Overall, cautiously optimistic on this year's harvests. Let's look at beef, and beef production was a robust 667,000 head last week, well up from the holiday week of 604,000 head. Support for ribeyes and tenderloins is starting a bit early this year. Loins continue to move lower, very typical for this time of year. Rounds picked up pricing last week and looks like holding on to those gains. Chucks are pretty steady. Ground beef is holding steady, and we may see lower numbers over the next couple weeks. If we look at pork, if you have a choice of proteins to feature, pork and chicken continue to be the best bets. Bellies are down to 124 from last week's 152. Annual reports came out this week showing the average retail price of bacon increased to $6.74, up from last year's $5.62, an increase of 16.9%. With bellies at 124, this is a buy time. Loins and butts continue steady and a great value. Ribs are about as cheap as they'll be for the rest of the year. And finally, we'll look at dairy, which continues to be a seasonal high market. Through Thursday, barrel is up 11, block is up 1, and butter is down 4. Still seeing some strong sales at these prices, but hopefully we'll top out soon. Okay, with that, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.